Good morning, children. Welcome to EES online classes. Part of the same, we are discussing the last chapter of our textbook, Garbage In, Garbage Out. We completed two classes where we learned what is a garbage, different sorts of garbage, what is a landfill, then types of garbage based on the decomposition as biodegradable and non-biodegradable, what is meant by composting, what is meant by vermicomposting, how does vermicomposting is prepared. Now in today's class, let us try to know what we should do with the garbage. Is there something can be made out of this garbage? Well, we all know we produce a lot of waste. What do we do with the waste? We just throw it away. Do we think before we throw it? Should we think before we throw? If yes, what should we think? We should think before we throw the waste, because we can make use of certain type of waste again, which is called as reuse. Reuse many of the materials to make different objects which are useful to us. Say for example, you have purchased something in a bottle. You use it. Now the bottle is empty, which is left over with you. So what do? You usually throw it in the bin. Instead of throwing this empty bottle in the trash bin, you can use the empty bottle for some other purpose, or you can make a beautiful decorative item. So that's where you show your creativity. Many people, they do not spend any time or their ideas or creativity in doing such things. Simply they throw it away. And some people, in the name of their creativity, they may create a lot of trash. You see some children, they're making fun with the papers. They tear papers from the books and they make so many things. They make paper plane, they make shapes of different animals, and some can do something else so that they have fun with the paper. It's fine. It allows the creativity of them. But just on the name of creativity, you might have seen people making, in the name of creativity, they usually waste a lot of paper and create much garbage. And you might have seen people making recycled paper from the bits of waste newspapers. You can ask your grandparents. They might be knowing that how to do that. So they will soak the waste paper in water. They will add some meaty and they will grind it into paste, and with the help of which they make different kinds of recycled paper. So what we are trying to learn out of this, if you see, before you throw something in garbage or in the trash can, you think whether the materials can be reused are made into something else which can be useful to us. We can give many examples of garbage which can be reused. And simple example, you might have a soft drink can. You might have observed throwing of a soft drink can. Instead of throwing them in the garbage bin, that can be cut and can be used as your pen stand, or you can put some rubber bands, or you can store something else over there. Certain items cannot be thrown in the dust as they can be used to make some useful things. So here we can make recycled paper with the help of waste, used or the newspapers. Even you can include magazines or the old notebooks. Now let us learn how to make recycled paper with the help of the used or the waste and old newspapers. Collect the different waste papers and cut the paper into pieces. After cutting the paper into pieces, put all these pieces of the paper in a tub with water. These paper pieces are allowed to soak for one day. After a day, pick all the papers soaked in the water, grind them into paste. Now, piece of soaked papers made into paste. Then, take a wooden framed mesh and apply the paste over it and keep it in the sun. Before you apply the paste, you can add some food color or any dried leaves or dried petals into this paste. Here on the frame, you can see a layer of paper which is wet and softer. After some time, the water will dry up. Then, carefully take out the layer of paper which has different patterns. So, the layer of paper has got beautiful colors and patterns, which is because of food colors or the dried leaves, dried petals which are applied to the paste. Now, the layer of paper can be kept in a newspaper or in the sun. After some time, all the water is absorbed by the newspaper and it is evaporated and becomes like a thin cardboard, like a chart with colorful patterns. This is what we call recycled paper. So it's a beautiful thing which can make into different shapes, and you can make any craft item with the handmade paper. That's what recycled paper. Even you can wrap it around the gift and you can give or can do many things with the paper that you made on your own. This is what the recycling of paper. Let us see again how the recycled paper is made. For that, collect all the waste papers, that may be newspapers or the papers from your own notebooks, and tear them into pieces. After making the paper into pieces, put them in the water. Leave the piece of the papers in water for a day. The next day, collect the piece of papers and grind them. After that, you get the piece of papers into paste. Add some food colors or the dried petals to the paste. By that, it gets different colors. And use this paste and apply the same on a wooden mesh. When you apply this paste in the form of layer on the wooden mesh and put it for dry. And when you leave it for some time in the sunlight, it gets dry, which appears to us with different colorful patterns. This is what the recycled paper that can be used for various purposes. This is how you can use the paper, waste paper, into useful recycled paper. Well, in this class, you learned, before you throw the garbage, you think once. Because some materials of garbage can be used to make different objects that are very much useful to us. Not only that, it is also important some materials should not be dumped in the garbage as they cause unwanted and undesirable changes in the atmosphere. It may harm different animals, and it also causes different kinds of pollution like water or the soil. I hope it's clear to understand what we discussed in this class. That's all for now. Let us meet in the next class. Thank you. Have a good day.